I'm now going to speak to Rob Beale, managing partner of Morris Owen, local accountancy firm based in Swindon. Rob, one of the key drivers of our economy is property, people buying their own properties. And some of the latest figures are saying that property prices have dropped by around about 3%. I'm hearing from some of my contacts that the building of properties is slowing a little bit. I don't know if that's true. That might just be conjecture, but I've heard that some building contractors are slowing because they're not getting the prices that they were previously and maybe are waiting for prices to go up. That's certainly happened in the past. Firstly, do you concur with that about the slowing of building? Are you picking it up from your contacts or is that a little bit of a red herring, do you think?
I think what I'm hearing is two things. One is, if I talk to most developers, and I deal with quite a good selection of property, one of the biggest issues that's impacting on their ability to build houses at the moment is the planning system, which is broke, has been broke for a long time and it continues to frustrate. And therefore, actually, there's a good number of builders out there slowing the amount of houses they're building because they can't get planning on the sites that they want to get planning on in order to move it forward. Right. So I think that's one element to it. The other element that I am hearing is that if you look traditionally what's happened to the housing market over the last 30 or 40, when interest rates go up, what happens first is rate of sale goes down because people are slightly more cautious as opposed to anything else. And therefore, you see, instead of a house builder selling three properties a week, they sell two a week. And what I'm hearing at the moment is we're still at that stage of rate of sale dropping as opposed to necessarily prices coming. Apart from, if you look at the PLCs, they tend to measure their metrics based on how many units they sell. So they're normally the first people to say rate of sale is coming down, therefore we have to drop prices in order to get a rate of sale back up. Yeah. So the function is, I agree with the headlines, but it's slightly more complicated underneath.
That makes sense. And what impact does the housing market have on the overall?
I think there's two big impacts on it. The first impact is it's just that feel-good factor. You know, if you've got a house and it's going up in value and you've got your mortgage and proportionately you're seeing your mortgage being less of a percentage of your value of your property, people tend to feel good in the world. You wake up to a sunny day and everything looks good. I think if you sit there and you see your house price is starting to go down and your mortgages are going up and your mortgage as a proportion of your income is increasing, then you start to become, okay, so what's my job looking like? And you get that factor of just, you know, what does it actually look like and think like? So I think that's one aspect to it. The other aspect to it is just real numbers. If house prices are going down, all of a sudden people get trapped in negative equity. When they come to remortgage, it becomes a lot harder. Or if you've got a mortgage that is, let's say, 60% of the value of your property, and all of a sudden your house price drops so that it's now 80% of the value of the property, not only is your mortgage or your new mortgage going to be more expensive because interest rates have gone up, but you're going to be paying more because your loan to value's changed as well.
Yeah, very tangible. Rob Beale, thanks very much for your thoughts.
Thanks.